Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. No traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen to claim your complimentary 15-minute strategy session or Reach More Clients Power session. So without further ado, I'm super excited about my next guest today. She is a veteran who is passionate about financial literacy. She was a first lieutenant in the United States Army, and she is also a human development specialist who believes that failure is not an option. She's the founder and CEO of BJK Family Solutions, which is a military trusted company. How are you today, Brenda Davies?
I am doing just awesome. How are you?
Oh, I am too blessed to be stressed. I am thankful and grateful. I'm just glad to be here.
So am I.
Awesome. Awesome. So I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on the show and, you know, share with us. I would like to go back a little bit before we talk about the now. I want to know, like, what, first of all, what made you go into the military? There's so few women in the military, you know, very few women elect to do that. And my next question is, what sparks your interest in financial literacy?
Well, when I think back to the time, because when I did go into the military, I was fresh out of college, and it was about helping. I just always had this need to help. And that was one of the way I felt that I could give back. And I also liked the structure of the military. You know, it was, and then it was the diversity of people that you would be interacting in. So I thought that was one of the ways that would really help me to continue on with the things that I want to build in myself.
Right.
You know, and the challenges that it would put in front of me to achieve, even the things that I was told when I started, well, you got too many things going on. You won't make it. You know, I was told that. So that was a challenge in itself for me. So I want to show that I can do this. And then I wanted to, because like I said, this was one of the ways that I could give back. And that's something that's always been in me, is to give back to my country, my people, whoever it may be, is giving back.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you were a first lieutenant in the Army. What exactly did you do? What department were you in?
Well, actually, I was in a department that most individuals probably wouldn't think or wouldn't go into, because it's 99% male. And that was in field artillery. And I was responsible.
You were in artillery?
Yes. And so we were in the field. You were in the field basically 3 weeks out of the month. And so I learned how that it was survival skill, and then being in the midst of basically men. Mm-hmm. That in itself just taught me so much about survival and how to deal, not only just that, but how to deal with individuals, how to deal with things when they get hard, never to give up. It instilled so much in me. But right. I loved the artillery. It was some of the most challenging and demanding work I've ever done, but I wouldn't go back and change anything.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. One of my best oldest girlfriends is also an Army veteran as well. And she's incredible when it comes to business. She's quite the businesswoman. And she's also an SEO Queen client.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I want to know, like, you know, you talked about how you don't shy away from a challenge. You just shared with us that you love helping, whether it's people in your community or your country. So what made you see financial literacy as something worthy of your time?
Well, first of all, when I looked at that, when I first started to study about it, I realized that was something I wasn't taught coming up. I wasn't taught financial literacy. You know, my parents come up, it was like, you know, pay cash for everything, you buy it with money, and that was that. You know, learning about finance, how it works, and the benefits of it, I never got that. And I see how much it hurted me as an adult, not having that knowledge. So that was something I really wanted to push. And being an educator, it was really something I want to press forward with, because educating my children, and I call anybody that came to my classroom was my kid. So educating my children, educating my family, educating the neighborhood, that is so important to me. And when it came to come to financial literacy, I knew that was something I had to push hard, because just like me, so many others have not been educated financially. And right. This is something that's going to, you know, carry on generation, if they put it to use.
Right. Yeah, I really agree with you. I think financial literacy is definitely very, very important. And, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, take credit and being financially savvy with all the different financial instruments that are out there seriously. So my next question to you is, what do you think from a personal finance perspective and a business finance perspective, what are the three things that a person should consider when working to improve their financial situation?
The first thing they want to consider is understanding credit and how it works. You know, you want to understand that, and then you want to understand your position in reference to credit, how your credit totals up. Mm-hmm. And once you find those two things out, then we need to figure out, okay, what are we going to do about it to improve that credit? Because your credit is everything. People don't realize it today, but cash is going to be of the past, and credit is going to be king. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have it, they're going to be in a predicament. So this is not only affecting them now, this is going to affect their children and their children's children. This is going to be a generational thing that needs to take place. It's going to take place, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. The only thing we can do is prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And that is financial literacy, understanding credit, understanding how it works, and then understanding how to go about getting it repaired if we're in that financial situation. And statistics shows that, we have over 40% that have a credit score of 599 or less. That's a lot.
40% of that's American total?
Yes.
Wow.
And that's a lot. That's
40%.
And climbing. And because I'm talking about numbers that was pre-pandemic. So I'm sure that number has escalated since then.
Wow. You know, when I think about just the statistics that it typically takes, you know, a Black woman 18 months to earn what a white man in the same position earns in a year. When you think about that and you think about credit, this is something that you cannot afford to ignore, because you really have to be strategic in how you look at your money, make your money, and manage your money.
Right. And then the fact that 56% of Americans has no rainy day funds. They are living from paycheck to paycheck. When you understand and know those statistics, you know we're in trouble. So it's something that needs to be done.
Wow.
And we're living in a time, it's sad, but we're living in a time where even 40% of our generation, they are just overspending. They are spending money they don't even have. So they are putting themselves into a deeper and deeper
excess. Oh, absolutely. So, you know, what what is one thing that a person can do to, you know, personally to improve their financial literacy and their financial standing, you know, personally, and what can a business do to improve their credit from a business perspective? What's one thing?
Well, one thing that I can throw out there as a tip right now that they can take and run with is to, when it comes to their credit, is to never delete your oldest account, because that can put a hole in your credit as it is. And another tip would be, whatever line of credit that you have, whether it's a loan or whether it's a credit card, don't max them out. That hinders your credit so bad. Always try to keep that 30% in there. You want to have, you can use the 70, but keep at least 30% that's open. That's going to be beneficial to your credit account. And try not to just constantly, just because you're approved for credit, don't just go get credit cards, because every inquiry is going to hurt your account. Right. Anytime a lender goes and inquire, it's going to hurt your credit score.
Right. So it's definitely important not to go crazy applying for credit scores, credit cards, especially when you get rejected.
Yes.
And so I want to know, just, you know, this is a question that I want to know your opinion on, you know, looking at when you're picking credit cards, is there a strategy that or a criteria that you utilize when you're, you know, saying, you know, I've worked hard, I've cleaned up my credit, I've paid off these debts, I've, you know, been consistent, I've maybe added a trade line, I maybe did these things. Is there a criteria that you use for what credit cards are beneficial and which ones are not?
Well, one of the things that with our company that we ask our clients to try before they try anything else, and this card that we offer with our company is going to help them not only just build credit, but it acts like your normal credit card. But mm-hmm. this one has all the perks and the benefits.
Right.
Even though it's a card that you're going to invest your own money in, so you don't have to worry about overspending, you don't have to worry about late fees, you don't have to worry about, you know, all the other fees that comes along with the credit card. This is going to be you putting your own money in it. It's going to teach you to budget, because this is your money you have to put in, but it's going to perform like a credit card, which means it's going to be reported to the credit bureaus, all three of them. Mm-hmm. So this is the way we ask our clients to go as far as before they go to a major credit card.
Right.
And then
right.
if you're looking for a good credit card, we will walk you through the steps of finding a credit card according to your score. Not the score that you're going to find on Credit Karma, because that's not accurate. Or even what the banks may tell you that your credit score is, but right. from your actual credit report from the bureaus, we will take that and then help you to find a credit card as you have built your credit up.
So, I mean, this is a great, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is a great segue to my next question. What tool, well, first of all, how can people connect with you to get information about that instrument that you were talking about?
Well, definitely. BJKFamilySolution.com.
Okay,
you go there. Great. Hey, anybody can go there. We give free consultation with no commitments. They can come there anytime for live application and get back with us, and it's free. And we'll be more than happy to analyze their situation and tell them if we can help them. We'll let them know, and we can go from there. But
okay, awesome, awesome. So I've been seeing different cards advertised on social media, and it seems like, you know, the financial landscape is changing with the implementation of just more creativity, more technology. What technology do you see coming out there that's helping people get control over their credit and grow their credit worthiness?
Well, I haven't seen on any other platform other than the one that we have that really have the walkthrough videos where individuals, and when once they come on as a client, they are able to have in their own back office videos that they can go to at their leisure that's going to walk them through and teach all these steps that we're talking about, from budgeting to how to build good credit, why it's important to build good credit. what is credit and how do you go about assessing a good credit? So all through the back, they have all these videos that just walk them through, A, just like a little baby, take you by the hand and walk you through them. So I love that about the platform that we're on, that you can do this at any time. You're not in no rush to do it, or you're not on a time. You can go at your leisure to review all this information that we have back there just for you.
Oh, that's awesome. So it sounds to me like you guys are really using, you know, web-based technologies to help educate people about their credit. That's awesome. So what else do you want to, you know, share with people about how to, you know, take control of their credit and improve their financial literacy?
Well, the first step to mastering your money is learning how to manage it. And that's what we teach. And to do that, you definitely need, if you haven't been able to do it, then you need help doing it, obviously. So that's where we come in. And all we ask is that you come in and get the assessment, and we tell you straight up and down whether, hey, we are a good fit. And we will start from A to Z, from starting with assessing your credit score and seeing what happened. Where did you go wrong? Because the thing about it, if we don't know where we erred, and I just fix your credit is going to be messed up again in another year.
Right.
So it's important that we educate. It's important that we educate. So they're just patient and let us do our job, and they do theirs, everything would work out fine. And they would see 45 days minimum. They would see a difference in their credit score. So we just ask that you just trust us with the process. You trust the process and follow through.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how long have you been helping people at BJK Solutions with their credit? And can you share a few success stories?
Well, with BJK itself, is basically a year old, but working with credit, I have been doing this for some time now. And just decided to, hey, I just need to get into my own, get out of my own way and get in the way of others and helping people to do it the right way. Because I've seen so many out there that's saying that they're helping people with credit, and it's just a money-making machine. But I'm very passionate about this. This is something, it's personal for me, and I take every client as a personal client. You're not just a number. It's important to me that I help you, and it's important to me that we be successful in what I'm doing. So, and what was part of the last part of that second
part? My next question is, I didn't write it down, but I wanted to also know, like, what are your success stories? That's what it was.
Oh, success story. That's definitely.
That was my
question. And we have so many of those. It's, I can't even count. I'm thinking about a young lady who she came to the platform, and she was wanting to buy a house. And at the time, she had like a 4-something credit score.
Wait. Her credit score was 400 and something?
Yeah, it was like 4-something. And she thought that it was fine. She didn't think, not knowing anything about credit, she thought that was okay.
Right.
This is in her own words. She said, I thought I was just doing fine. She said, so I walked up there, you know, wanting to buy a house. And it's like, honey, I don't know what you're thinking, but with this credit score, you know, you could buy a dollhouse, you know, really. and she was saying, she said, because all her life, her parents had bought everything cash. And she said, I won't lie to you. She said, when I got a credit card for $300, honey, I would just go max it out and wouldn't pay it and just go on by my business. She said, that's what I would do. And she said, I didn't understand credit and how important it was until she had to buy something that was very important to her, which was a home. Right. And unfortunately, that's when everybody started waking up, when they want to buy something, but it's late again. You need to do this before.
Right.
You have options. Right. You know, you don't want to just buy what they say your credit dictates at that time.
Right.
To the
moment. Right.
You want to be able to buy what you want.
Exactly.
But the moral of the story with this young lady, she came on the platform, she got her credit cleaned up and everything, and she's just a wonderful person. I love her to death. But like 3 months ago, she was approved, and she is now the owner of a 300 and $30,000 home. So she's loving it. I am so happy for her. And it's
That's amazing. I'm so happy for her too. I don't even know her and I'm happy for her.
It's amazing. I just love her to death. I do. And I'm just so happy for her.
But how long did you work with her?
I was probably like 6 months, 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
it's amazing.
I have to tell you, I'm going to call you the queen of credit now. That's impressive.
Our platform works. That's all I can tell you. But, you know, when you take it and take it seriously, it
works.
And we are there walking you hand by hand. I don't know how easy it gets because we just doesn't take your information and then you just run off into the sunset and have no idea what's going on. You have access to your back office where you can see exactly what's going on and what's going on with your credit score, what we are doing and everything. You can look at that at any time. And then we are right there if you have any questions. So
share with us another success story.
Okay, that was that young lady. But, and then I'm going to go a little bit more personal with a family member who started off with, I would say like, I think it was $600 something. And didn't want to purchase anything at that time because I thought that was a smart thing because she's young. And I'm using her as my other experience that I just told you about, success story with a young lady in her 40s. Now, this one is in her late 20s.
Okay.
But because of student loan and things, it hit her credit pretty bad. So she came into the platform and she said, well, I want to have my credit fixed. So when I get ready to get a car, she said, I see everybody else that they just get, they always say, I'm not happy with the car I got, but that's all I could get with my credit. Right. And she said, when I get rid of the car, I don't want to just get what I can afford. I want to get what I want. I got to pay for it, so why not? I said, that's good thinking. That's smart.
Right.
Come on the platform. Do the work. We'll work with you. Get the credit clean up. And she did. So now she is balling on a 790 now. She's got a 790.
She has a 790.
And she said, I'm trying to get to that 800. Keep doing what you're doing. Continue to do what you do. And her goal is to get 800 and then get the car of her dreams. So
that's awesome.
She's down 10. She's down 10 points from getting, of course, she got it with that 790.
She's 10 points away from her 800.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We're going to get her there. We're going to get her there. So we have so many that have just want to come in to clean up their credit, you know, and with credit card debt, student loan, whatever it is, bankruptcy, they come to the platform. And the thing about us, the longer you stay with us, the cheaper it is. That's another wonderful thing about this platform. It doesn't increase. The longer you stay, it just go down. Can you imagine $49 a month, not just for credit repair, but we offer 13 other additional amazing products on our platform.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, that you can just get nowhere else. I mean, mm-hmm. you get the credit monitoring, you get a credit attorney, you get budgeting, you get the net worth, finding out what exactly your net worth is. Now we know how much, you know, the Jay-Z and all this, but we want to analyze and find out what is your net worth.
Right.
You know, and we got a tool that can tell you exactly how much you're worth.
That's
amazing. But one thing I want to mention before we leave, we have an amazing program too that gives back to the community, and it's YFL Family Mint. This is an amazing program, and it's offered in grade 5th through 9th, getting them early, and I think that's so important, but it's teaching them financial literacy. And so last year, $1 million was recovered for this scholarship program to give back. So anyone come onto the platform, $9 of their initial payment, it goes to this scholarship fund. So if you're a philanthropist or something or whatever, you know, this would be ideal. This would hit it. So I love that. Anytime we're talking about giving back and giving to kids so they can learn and be educated, I'm there for it.
That's awesome. Well, Brenda Davis, you truly are the queen of credit, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Can you please share with people how they can contact you again, please?
Definitely. www.djksolutions.com.
Say that one more time for the people in the back.
www.djksolutions.com, and we'll be there for you.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda Davies, for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. We are a podcast that helps you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. And today, I've definitely been inspired by all the success stories and knowledge that Brenda Davies has just shared with us on credit repair, credit management, and financial literacy. The SEO Queen Tech Show is a podcast for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. Make sure you hit that feedback button and send your girl Z Scott a message. And as a thank you gift for listening, I want to encourage you to go to SEOQueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen. Come on, I won't bite. Come and get on my schedule. I would love to talk to you. But again, Brenda Davies, thank you so much for being here. And I really appreciate your time and your spirit. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.